Welcome to the March 14th, 2012 Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting. First item on the agenda is roll call. Those commissioners present, Chair McIntyre, Commissioners Beckley, House, Ray, and York, and ex officio McClintock. Second item on the agenda, sub item A, excusable absences. We have two, Vice Chair Maddox and Commissioner Jensen. All those in favor of excusable of absences, say aye.
Aye.
Item B under consent agenda is meeting minutes. We have a set from February 8th. Are there any additions or corrections? Hearing none, they stand approved as presented. Third, we will skip item three for item four, which is design review. Sub-item A is 810 North L, new rear detached garage. David Olson, you want to join us here at the table? And we'll begin with a staff report.
Thank you, Chair. This is 810 North L Street in the North Slope Historic District. An application to construct a new 24-by-34-foot garage at the rear of the property. The proposed garage will have a hip roof with a 6-12 pitch and overall roof height of 14 feet and 6 inches. The exterior cladding is proposed to be wood number one cedar shingles with a 5 1/4 inch flat casing and back banding for trim. The headers will have a crown. And please note that there's an attached photograph in the design packet that shows a similar garage with similar trim qualities that was submitted as a sample for the proposed design. The windows are proposed to be a salvaged wood lidded glass window, which is a picture of this, I think, is picture number six, I think, and the photographs that were handed out to you start of the meeting. And the roll-up door will be a 6-panel metal door, probably with glass lights on top. Staff recommends the North Slope Historic Special Review District Guidelines to be used for evaluating this project as follows. Number one, height. The goal being to balance the overall height of new construction with that of nearby structures. Item two, scale. The goal is to relate the size and proportion of the new building to those of the neighborhood. Roof shapes and materials. Number five, utilize traditional roof shapes, pitches, and compatible finish materials in all new structures, porches, additions, and detached outbuildings wherever such elements are visible from the street. Item six, exterior materials. The goal is to use compatible materials that respect the visual appearance of the surrounding buildings. And number nine, parking. The goal is to minimize views of parking garages from the public right-of-way. Analysis. Item one, the home on the property is a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District. Item two, the Landmarks Preservation Commission has the jurisdiction to review and approve or not approve new construction of this property per Tacoma Municipal Code 1305.047 prior to those changes being made. Item three, the new garage is proposed on the rear elevation or the rear of the property as a detached structure which will be visible from the alley. The structure will be located on the rear of the property allowing entry from the alley, which meets the North Slope Historic District Guideline number 9 that I read into the record. Item four, the proposed garage with a height of 14 feet 6 inches meets North Slope Historic District Guideline number 1 for height. Item five, the garage proposal appears to meet North Slope Historic District Guideline number 2 for scale, relating the size and proportion of new buildings to those in the neighborhood. Item six, the proposed gable roof with a 6-12 roof pitch meets North Slope Historic District Guideline number 5 for roof shapes and materials, noting specifically roof pitches between 5-12 and 12-12. The proposed building is not the primary structure on the property, and it is located on the rear of the property, which reduces its visibility. Item seven, the materials proposed for the garage, including cedar shingle siding, appear to be compatible with traditional materials of the district, and thus meets North Slope Historic District Guideline number 6 for exterior materials. And staff recommends adopting the above's findings and recommends approval by the commission.
Mr. Olson, is there anything you'd like to add to the staff report?
On numbers, let's see, what was that? On number six, it says a gable roof. It's going to be a hip roof.
Oh.
I mean, it's...
Right, according, yeah, you can tell by the front elevation.
And other than that, that's the only comment I have on the analysis.
Okay. With that, I'll open it up to comments and questions from commissioners. If If everything seems in order to you, I would entertain a motion at this time.
I'd make a motion that the Landmark Preservation Commission approve the construction of a 24x34 garage at 810 North L Street as proposed for the estimated project cost of
Okay, with that, I'll, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Eckley. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed signify by saying no. All right, the motion passes.
So we can, starting tomorrow, we can sign a permit. Just let us know when you're coming in. We are Tony, and we'll have a written decision just for your records in the next several days.
Okay. What time you guys here? About 8:30 or 9? I can come down here.
Closer to 9.
Okay, 9 o'clock.
We'll be ready.
All right. Thank you.
If we continue on to item 3, well, we can go to chair's comments. We can skip to board business. Oh, you saved us.
Oh, sorry.
We have a quorum.
Thank you.
We have a quorum now.
Yeah, the quorum.
With our additional commissioner, we have a quorum without the presenter for item 3, so we will skip back to item 3, nominations, preliminary meeting. Sub-item A, 612 North 4th Street, the Snyder House, presented by Commissioner House. Which we...
Pardon me myself, because I moved to the other side.
Right, understood. And we will begin with the staff report.
Okay, this is a preliminary meeting for the nomination of 612 North 4th Street. I think since everybody is here, I'm going to dispense with the boilerplate on the
That's fine,
procedural
yes.
notes, since everybody has seen those many, many times. Just succinctly saying the purpose of this review is to determine whether or not the nominated property meets the threshold criteria and should be scheduled for public testimony at a public hearing. Constructed in 1905, the Snyder House at 612 North 4th Street is nominated under criteria B, C, and E as follows. Criterion B, for its association with the lives of persons significant in our past. The house is associated with previous property owners John Snyder, who founded 3 Tacoma Lumber Mills, Frost Snyder, his son, a prominent forest products industry leader, and Kenneth Regner, a longtime Commonwealth title executive. Criterion C, for its distinctive characteristics of a type, period, or method of construction, or that represents the work of a master or possesses high artistic values, or represents a significant and distinguishable entity whose components may lack individual distinction. The house was designed by prominent Tacoma architect Ambrose J. Russell, who was influenced by both shingle and craftsman architectural styles, which are elements represented throughout this home. 4 exterior alterations were made to the house within the past 20 years. The house is a demonstration of the lumber industry's impact to the region with its construction material using old growth forest timber. Criterion E for its location, which is part of, adjacent to, or related to an existing or proposed historic district square, park, or other distinctive area which should be developed or preserved according to a plan based on a historic, cultural, or architectural motif. The Snyder House is a contributing structure located within the Stadium San Bernardino National Historic District. The threshold criteria for Tacoma Register listing are located at 1307-040B1 and include the property is at least 50 years old at the time of nomination. And 2, the property retains integrity of location, design, setting, materials, workmanship, feeling, and association such that it is able to convey its historical, cultural, and architectural significance. The purpose of the preliminary meeting is to determine that the age and integrity standards are met. The original building was constructed in 1905 and has had 4 exterior alterations noted within the past 20 years. The building appears to meet the threshold criteria for consideration, and therefore staff recommends scheduling the nomination for public testimony at a hearing on April 25th, 2012.
Commissioner House, looks like you have a presentation loaded up.
I do. Thank you for your consideration. And I'm will attempt to make this brief, but I, in my compulsive nature, felt compelled to do a presentation. The Snyder House. And it is located in the Stadium District, indicated by the red circle, and more or less halfway between Stadium High School and the tennis, Tacoma Tennis Club, and actually just kind of kitty corners from the Central Lutheran Church, which was recently added to the register. The house, which is at the top of the picture on the right, essentially has had no change to its footprint other than the kitchen addition since it was completed. And as the staff report indicated, it was designed by Ambrose Russell, who's on the left in the picture on the left. And he was born in India, raised in Scotland, educated in Glasgow and Paris, came to the United States where he's carried out all of his architectural practice. In 1884, he moved to Tacoma in 1892 and spent the rest of his professional career here. He was one of the area's premier architects, designed the house in 1905. And the only fragment I have, or that I, far as I know, exists of his plans, or is there, and only have that because it plugged up my shop vac. It's cleaning in the basement. These are all Ambrose Russell houses or buildings, the armory, the Masonic Temple, two Rhodes homes, the Rust Mansion. The house in the lower left I included just because it's John Snyder's partner's house, John Stevens, was built a few years before and has some similarities. Governor's Mansion, the house on the right top, I think was interesting to me because the gable end has some similar features to the Snyder House, particularly with that kind of pointed or triangular shaped baseboard or a bottom board to the triangle. The exterior house, as mentioned again, is basically unchanged. It turns out it's more changed than I realized when we bought the house. And you can see, particularly in this photo, one of the more significant changes, which I thought were original. The person we bought the house from told me that the brackets that support, they go at an angle to support the roof rafters, the exposed rafters, there were something that was added by an owner attempting to replace what she interpreted as a lost feature. And it wasn't until I saw this photo that I realized there never was a lost feature there. So it's pretty significant addition as far as construction-wise, and I'll leave it to you, of course, to determine its impact on the integrity of the house. I don't know if there was some sagging problem or if it was, again, just her opinion that that's what should be there. These are the Snyders, of course. I think just focusing on John, he was born in Ohio. He moved to Tacoma in 1885 and remained there till his death in 1924. Lived in the house till his death. His wife lived there till 1931 when she died. What I find most interesting about Mr. Snyder is that he spent his first 19 years as a hat salesman. In fact, he spent longer than that if you include the time he did it on a part-time basis when he was in school. And between, from a railroad trip from the Midwest to Tacoma, he went from being a hat salesman to becoming a lumber mill operator. I'm assuming he did that based on his experience as a salesman. I really don't know how else he did it, other than possibly drawing on the experience of his partner who traveled here with him. To further add to his complexity, he also was a banker, then a miner, then a mine manager, or at least a mine salesman, and then also a city councilman, and finally, once again, a mill owner and operator. I am most impressed by his persistence. Also, I mentioned, and this is just a kind of a personal, I guess, interest of mine, is the old growth issue. So I was thinking about, as I was researching his life and his move into this neighborhood, which put him just a block from the St. Paul Tacoma owners. I don't know what the significance of the house to him was, other than he had indoor plumbing. but for the first time in his life. But I'm suspecting, if nothing else, it was symbolic of his arrival in Tacoma as someone of financial consequence, all of which is based on the fact that he successfully harvested and manufactured old growth lumber. And working on that idea then led me to think, that's what the house is built out of, that's really what it represents, and as most of the houses, and many of the houses in that neighborhood. So it's a little quirky idea, but something I found at least interesting. And along that vein, his first mill was right at the head of Commencement Bay at 21st and D. It burned in 1890. He was there for 5 years, although he didn't operate it for that entire time. Very small time operation, as far as I can tell. Next, as I mentioned, he became a banker, Tacoma National Bank, until the panic of 1893, the Depression, closed the bank in actually 1894. This article talks about Mr. Snyder placing the sign on the door that the bank's out of business. Most significantly, I think, in his entire career in Tacoma was during this time he was a city councilman, although just for 1 year. He was one of the three councilmen who traveled to Philadelphia to negotiate with Mr. Wright on the purchase of the Tacoma light and power system. Successfully or otherwise, he was one of the people that went. And there's some controversy about that whole purchase. And some chiding of him, actually, in the newspaper, but the article didn't really reproduce. Once the bank failed, he went to Alaska and tried mining for gold. Then, possibly through the bank, he developed a relationship with Alan Mason, the Tacoma promoter. And this is one of Mr. Mason's promotions, the Mohawk Mine. You can't see it in there, but Schneider's mentioned as the manager, essentially. And he was on site, and I think also here promoting the mine. I don't know how much gold, if any, it produced, but they hopefully sold some shares. His second mill was larger on the Puyallup, operated until 1917 when it burned, just at the beginning of World War I. However, he had started his third mill. In the meantime, actually, the two overlapped slightly, and so he shifted his focus to his largest mill, which is at was at Day Island, and it continued to operate after his death and burned in the 30s. There may have been other fires. I think it was reestablished, but was gone by the 40s. Was a significantly sized mill, although again, compared to some of the larger Tacoma mills, it's certainly not the largest Tacoma mill by any means. When Mr. Snyder died, his son and daughter inherited the mill. This is his son, Frost. Frost went on to be a founder of the Douglas Fir Plywood Association, officer in various lumber trade organizations. He was a dollar-a-year man during World War II, working in the plywood industry. And pretty much he and his wife ended their career as donating a considerable amount of money to a foundation, the Snyder Foundation, and Snyder Hall at Bellarmine Preparatory School is named for them. They sold the house, or Frost and Mary, the children, sold the house in 1940 or 41 to the Rogner family, I believe, and who is shown here. They continued to own the house until the wife, who's on the right, died in, I believe, about 1978. When the house then moved into a series of owners, I think the reason it's as intact as it is basically that there were 70 years in the hands of two families. This photo shows the primary change to the house. This photo in the upper left is 1970s. It's actually an inventory photo. And the house, the photo on the lower, of course, is contemporary, and it shows the kitchen addition. Again, I didn't realize that was an addition until I looked at some of these photos and started actually looking at the kitchen. They basically moved the windows out, as far as I can tell. They built some matching cabinets and just did a bump out and did not comply with Secretary of Interior standards in trying to differentiate the extension. I don't need to mention or should mention, but that's certainly the most noticeable differentiation. And again, you can see the eave roof braces. And finally, this photo demonstrates that I'm not a photographer. It also demonstrates some divergence of interest between myself and my partner, because she's a gardener and she's actually out there watering a plant in that photo, coincidentally. But the purpose of the photo more is to talk about, briefly, the style. The style's troubled me and puzzled me, and I'm thankful to Marshall for some help in that area, because I'm thinking there's shingle style influence, there's certainly some Craftsman Arts and Crafts influence. Clearly Ambrose Russell designed to what his clients desired, and he did Mediterranean, he did whatever style was chosen. I think in the end, thinking about shingle, arts and crafts, crafting style, they all seem to have basically an origin in England and the English return to a more simple lifestyle or design style coming in the mid and late 19th century. So I defer to anyone's opinion about what style the house is. And again, I thank you for your consideration.
At this time, I would like to open up the conversation to commissioners for questions and comments. If there are none, I would entertain a motion to schedule the nomination for public testimony at a hearing on April 25th.
I just
want
to say it's a beautiful house.
I know. I had driven by it before. So
I think we need a site visit.
I can't invite you until after you vote. Because that would be influencing.
I move that we place the property at 612 North 4th Street for public testimony. I'm sorry, for a public hearing.
Second.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed say no. All right. We are scheduled for the 25th of April. With that, we have dispatched item 3, and we are on to item 5, which I have no comments. Item 6, we are on to board business, which under sub-item A is Preservation Month update on Preservation Annual Awards. While we are still trying to put together a list, I think we've come up with an idea, and I'll leave this as a limited open discussion, as I'd like to be out of here in about 7 minutes. we are coming up with names, as we've had so few nominations in the last year. We came on the idea of having local historians, and particularly citizen historians, as our award recipients this year. Marshall sent me a list of Caroline Swope, Michael Sullivan, Bill Barsma, Tom Stanger. Commissioner Eckley and I met on the 6th and came up with the idea, and we were throwing around a couple of ideas. I have since thought of David Jepson, Ron Magden, I've heard Winnie Olson, and Karen Galachi. We have about a month. Well, let's see. We need to wrap this up by about the 1st of May, but I would prefer not to re-award members of the list that we have already presented to, and that would be Michael Sullivan, Bill Barsma, and Carolyn Swope, as well as Brian Kamens was on my list as well. So with that leaves Tom Stanger, David Jepson, Ron Magden, Winnie Olson, and Karen Galachi. And I would like to know more about Winnie Olson, to tell you the truth, so okay. I would like to read up. And we don't have to close this right now, and but I would like to leave the list open for about another month, and then we can decide at that time, and limit it to 3 or 4. Yes?
Since Preservation Month is in May, and we have some work to do before that, the staff.
Right, that's why I want to, I want it before May.
Okay, great.
Is what I'm indicating. We have approximately a month and a half until we really have to make a decision, but I'd rather have it wrapped up in about a month.
We'll need probably about a 2-week lead for a proclamation and presentation to council.
Right. Yes, I know.
Great.
Just later.
So if you come across a name that you think should be on the list, please let us know.
And this is for citizens historians?
Citizen historians. People that live in the city of Tacoma that have contributed to the historic understanding of not only the place and the architectural character, but the overall history and how our built environment fits into that overall history.
This hasn't been awarded to Carolyn Swope in the past.
It has.
It has.
Oh, it was for her own home, wasn't it?
It was for her own home, yes. Well, I mean, we could give her 3 or 4 more for other things that she's done. But
what about
there are others.
I don't even know his name or a lot about him, but the guy's name is Mike that runs MRF. It was just
Michael Fast?
I don't know that much about him. I just knew that. So I'm not actually suggesting him, I'm just bringing up his name in case anybody else knows him.
I would have him talk to his next door neighbor, Carolyn Swope, before you on up. That's yes. Okay, I think that pretty much sums up item 6. Are there any announcements? Hearing none, we are adjourned.